Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7. Ngolwesithathu mhlaka 5 kuNkwenkwezi 2021. Ngisithandekile Msana. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abanye ama-states nje on a daily basis hourly nje bayawa, bayawa nje. Izibhedlela zigcwele nyakanyaka, akukhangeleki.
Odabuka eZimbabwe osehlala kwele India uthi kuyethusa ukubona abantu besifa ngobuningi elizweni lelo bebulawa yi-COVID-19. Umthethwandaba waphezulu we-High Court namhla okhulule isibambiso se-bail amalunga ebandla le-MDC Alliance, uNkosazana Joanna Mamombelo Cecilia Chimbiwe. Bayakhala abantu ngokubhubha kwamnumzana Mike Ndubiwa, wabe waba ngumabhalane omkhulu wedolobho lakobulawayo, uTown Black. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizosizwa kulo msakazo. Lilokhu liqonga nsuku zonke inani lasebezinikela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine eZimbabwe, kutsho abogatsha lwezempilakahle, phakathi kwabantu abazinkulungwane eziphezu kwezilitshumi lane, 14,440, abahlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine, abazinkulungwane eziphose zifike ezithoba minembili, 7,821 babo ngabakade behlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. Lokhu kukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe lijekiseni ebantwini abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezingamakhulu amane lengxenye, 452,191. Lokhu lolu hlelo lusungulweyo ngohlolanja. Kunjalo nje, odabuka eZimbabwe osehlala kwele India uthi kuyethusa ukubona abantu besifa ngobuningi elizweni lelo bekhulelwa yi-COVID-19. UNkosazana Nomthandazo Nkomazana ohlala eMumbai uthi abanye abantu babonakala bedilikela phansi bezihambela emgwaqweni kwezinye indawo. Asizweni exoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Mina ngise-India eMumbai, i-state abayibiza Maharashtra.
Ye, kuhamba njani kulapho? Sibona ngani insuku zonke kuthunqa umntu, yazi intutho okunye okumangalisayo, abantu becremate khonapho, kwenzakalani?
Kunzima baba, kunzima kakhulu. Masilana nje sibonga umusa kaNkulunkulu ukuthi thina sisaphila and asikahlaselwa angazi ukuthi ngingayithi yini bakithi isilwane lesi esiyi-COVID. Hhayi, kunzima. Abantu bayaphela every day, bayawa njengempukane, njengamaphele, bayawa kakhulu kazi. And kusuka kube nokushota bathi yinde ama-oxygen. Yes. And hayi, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi i-India yona yiyo eproducer ama-vaccines inikeza kwamanye amazwe, kodwa sekukhangele kangani abantu bayo bayashota ngama-vaccine. Bona bawanikeziwe kodwa hayi, i-percentage encane nje. I-India, I think it's the second largest populated country in the world. And the percentage yakhona enikeziwe ama-vaccine lawo incane kakhulu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu esikubonayo la.
Yes, ngathi-ke wena lapho khona kunjani kodwa khonapho eMumbai?
I-state lapho khona it has been declared a red zone. Kodwa i-state angithi Maharashtra is a red zone. Kodwa lapho engihleli khona mina, lapho the neighboring cities, kungani kungcono. Akukho bad compared to other states.
Singathi khonapho nxa usithi akukho bad kangako, uyabusitshona kulabantu abangani bafaka nganani kulapha abantu?
I think ama reports abuyayo, they are coming maybe on a 2-week basis. Kwamanye ama mhlawumbe sithi ama dates, ama infections wona ayatholakala on a daily basis, kodwa ukufa kwakhona it's not that much. Mhlawumbe uzozwa i-death in after a week or two. Kodwa kwamanye ama states nje on a daily basis hourly nje bayawa nje. Izibhedlela zigcwele inyakanyaka akukhangeleki emgwaqweni, like kunama villages kwenye i-states abathi Nagpur. Emgwaqweni nje on their way to the clinics ezibhedlela ma-clinics babona nje bawile, asikho ukuthi bawile abazizwa kahle abasekho.
Ye, akuchazisele abantu ukuthi wena uphepha njani umkhuhlane.
Angazi ukuthi into engiyenzayo is recommended for everybody, kodwa iyangisiza nalabo engihleli nabo. So into eyenzakalayo ukuthi on a daily basis asiphuze amanzi efriji, siphuzela amanzi ashisayo, cha ashisa normal water in a bottle, hayi siyawafaka emlilweni.
Mlilweni seliwanathe,
siwanathe njalo mhlawumbe sithi 6 or more times in a day. Then siphuza itiye eshisayo 4 times a day, ene ginger ne lemon nobisi kanjalo. Asiphuzi normal temperatured water, so siphuza khonoko futha. Kunama steamers athengiswayo adalelwe khonoko nje just for the first avala kanje, yasteama as many times as possible, and inkinga ayikho makunjalo.
I-Jackson guys bathini ngayo khona?
I-Jackson Dube, ekuqaleni bebethi khona it's compulsory and everyone should have that Jackson, kodwa mina Dube ayikafiki kuleso sibanga ukuthi sekuforstwa.
Lo ngukosazana nomthandazo Nkomazana, isizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kwele India. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseMumbai. Bayakhala abantu ngokubhubha kukaMnumzana Mike Ndubiwa, owake waba ngumabhalane omkhulu wedolobho lakobulawayo uTown Clerk. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
UMnumzana Horace Ndubiwa, umntakamoyi uMike Ndubiwa, uthi uyise ubeselesikhathi eside egula.
Problem yakhe I think mainly ma-kidneys. Ubhubhele emadadeni hospital. Ngamtshela ngoMgqibelo, izinto zonke zingahamba kuhle. Ngoba wayevele enezisizo zokuthi hayi le ndawo lapho afuna ukuthi ayiqeda sesifile kumbeke khona, so that alandela izosizo zakhe.
UMike Ndubiwa wasebenza kwesikhathi eside kobulawayo ekhangelane lentuthuko yedolobho leli, njalo ekhuthaza ubudlelwano phakathi kweziphathamandla zekhansili lezakhamizi zedolobho leli. UHorace Ndubiwa uthi lokhu kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bathakazelele okwakusenziwa nguyise.
Kwakuhambaba impilo zabantu eziningi kakhulu ngomsebenzi wakhe kuma-housing facilities, esengu-town clerk, nokuthi nje nibhulogo esikhathi engiye wayeliphethe lo nalibanjwe njani. I think yikho kwenza nje ukuthi abantu bonke angani bayamncoba ngalokhu akwenzileyo legasi ayishile kobulawayo. Ngasho njalo njalo kuyomuntu welothando kakhulu ukuthi ukuthuthukisa indawo.
UMnumzana Isaac Mabuka, umgcinisihlalo webandla lezaphu, uthi uNdubiwa wayekwazi ukusebenza lozulu.
Ubaba uNdubiwa ngumuntu owayethembekile kakhulu, especially eMatabeleland lapha etown. Ngumuntu esamthembayo kakhulu, waphakamisa idorobho lakobulawayo laba yilo eliyilo kathesi. Ngingathi phakathi kwama-town clerk wonke akobulawayo esawabonayo, uNdubiwa nguye yedwa indoda esasithi indoda emadodeni. Ukubhubha kwake kusishiya siphakathi kweproblem enkulu, ukuthi abantu abathembekileyo ama-advisors sebelokhu besishiya one by one. Thina njengezaphu wayehlale lathi, ngiyakhumbula wayebuya ezobona ubaba uDabengwa bexoxe ngendlela eziningi, emu-advisor nangendlela eziningi ubaba uNdubiwe. Sizamkhalela sibili. Ngikholwa iBulawayo yonke ithithibile kathesi ukuthi wona hhayi abadala sebehamba. Of course angeke sihlale emhlabeni okwesikhathi eside okuthi kona akwaziwa ukuthi sigcina nini, but ilanga lakhona liyaziwa nguNkulunkulu. Hayi, siyamkhalela sithi kalale ngokuthula uba uNdubiwe.
Umnumzana Joseph Juma okubanja le ZANU-PF njalo wayemele iphelandaba mpophoma kudala lephalamende uthi ilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu.
Ibindoda emadodeni uyosebenzele uBulawayo, usebenzele ikhansili yakoBulawayo ngendlela ephakemeyo. Sibonile ngesikhathi sakhe into zonke bezihamba kahle. Ephathiswa nabo kansela akade belomqondo, okansela kade besebenza kuhle, besebenzela abantu. Sibonile konke bekusebenza kahle, ama-lights ethu estridini, ama-tower light, imigwaqo, osuwa, konke namanzi bekukhona.
Kubikwa ukuthi kulabanye abakubandla elibusayo abathi kumele uNdubiwe ayebekwa emathuneni amaqhawe eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingokipsdube.
Phezulu we-High Court namhla ukhulule ngesibambiso se-bail amalunga ebandla le-MDC Alliance amabili, onkosazana Johanna Mamombelo, Cecilia Chimbiri, abetheswa icala lokwephula iziqondiso zokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Umnumzana Alec Muchatehama, igqwetha elimela ababili laba asebehlale okwenyanga ezimbili entolongweni, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi phezu kwalokhu kufanele bayizibika enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central ngolwesihlanu maviki wonke. Bahlawuliswe amadolazi inkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili zamadola $20,000 munye ngamunye ngemali yeZimbabwe. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, sixoxe lesiphathamandla se-MDC Alliance umnumzana Daniel Molokele omela iwange Central edalele ephalamende.
Namhla bengikhona le High Court eHarare lapho uJudge Chitapi ayethese iruling yakhe ebail elama stricter conditions. Uvumele ukuthi ni Honorable Mamombe lo Miss Chimbiri ukuthi baphume ngebail of 20,000 RTGS. Ngizwe ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi kuthethe almost 3 months ukuthi bazuze ibail for icala elingela even ifine edlula 5,000. Esibona khona abanye kulezi nsuku besenza santando ama-profits abantu bani, kodwa maso kuyibo abayenza properly organized press conference elama maskless social spacing elabantu abangadluli 10 bagcinwe ejele all this time. So ngicabanga ukuthi their case was not treated fairly.
Njengebandla le-MDC Alliance lisamukela njani lesi isinqumo? Lingathi umthethwandaba wenze kuhle yini kumbe vele besekufanele? Sesikhangela labanye njalo abalokhu bengakakhululwa ngemali yesibambiso yebail, labanye abalokhu behamba emthethwandaba amacala abo engakapheli abawetheswayo abakubandla lakho labalwela amalungelo oluntu.
Sokuobala ukuthini ama-courts ethu omagistrate lama-judge ethu ba-under pressure from ama-politicians ukuthini ma belwisana labantu be-MDC Alliance sebesebenzisa omagistrate labo-judge ukulwa izimpi zabo ne-MDC Alliance. Ngoba ungakhangela indlela abakhangela abaye abantu eZimbabwe ikakhulu abasupporti ZANU-PF kumbe abalobungane nohulumende, but yoma-courts ethu bakhangela ngenye indlela abatreat-a as if bona ngabantwana basekhaya with kids gloves. So we are not happy silokudabuka ezinhliziyweni zethu ngendaba ka-Honorable Mamombe lo nosisi wethu dadewethu Chimbiri labanye abanjabo makhomborero, indlela abagcinwe ngayo kumbe abaphethwe ngayo ngama-courts ethu kuyatshengisa ukuthi bayabandlululwa kakhulu.
Lowo ngumnumzana Daniel Molokele, isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC Alliance emela iwange Central edale lephalamende, sixoxela eseHarare. Kulive Talk namhlanje kuhlelo lwabatsha ole Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Bhodi eyabunjwa ngabenkundla yokuxhumana eyebulenjini eyeFacebook ukulawula amalunga angasebenzisa linkundla labakulobayo. Namhla yethule impumelelo yomhlangano ebiyenza ukuhlaziya ukuthi wonke waba ngumongameli welemelika uDonald Trump usengavunyelwa na ukuba alobe kule inkundla. Libhodi ivumelene ukuthi uTrump owalelwa kuloba kule inkundla kanye lezinye eze-social media ukuthi yaqhubeke evinjiwe ukuloba ku-Facebook ngemva kwemibiko ayilobayo ngoZibandlela 6 lonyaka eyachotshozela udlakela lokuhlaselwa kwamalunga edale lephalamende lakwelemelika ele-Congress nabasekeli bakhe. Kodwa ikubeke sobala ukubana ngokuya kwezikhathi abenkampani eye-Facebook bazamele bakhangelisise isigwebo sokwalela uTrump ukusebenzisa inkundla ngoba ukumalela okwempilo kuyisigwebo esingadingeki. Inani labantu asebebhekane le ndlala emhlabeni jikelele liqonge yokwethusayo kweminyaka emihlanu edluleyo, kutsho abenhlanganiso eye-Global Network Against the Food Crisis. Embikweni wayo abawethule lamhlanje, le yinhlanganiso emanyanisa eyomanyano wamazwe omhlaba eye-United Nations, eyamazwe awe-Europe, lenhlanganiso ezipha uncedo ezingaphansi kwabohulumende lezingekho phansi kwabohulumende. Lezi nhlanganiso zithi okwengeze udubo lwendlala emhlabeni jikelele zimbi zomdeni ezigabeni ezishiyeneyo zomhlaba, okungamanga kuhle kwesimo somnotho emazweni amaningi kanye lokuqhamuka kobhubhano lwe-COVID-19 nyakeni.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezidabuka esigabeni zeMandebeleni zihlangene labanye eJohannesburg namhla zivalelisana lendlovukazi ebebambe isikhundla senkosi yakwaZulu uChiyiwe Mantombi Dlamini Zuma. Andubana umzimba wakhe usiwe eKwaZulu Natal lapho azabekwa khona kusasa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
La ngamaculo abehaywa ngamakhulu amabutho izintombi lozulujikelele ngesikhathi sidumbu sendlovukazi uMadlamini sisuka eJohannesburg bebephume ngobunenga bakwaZulu egiya kuluthula amabutho amanina lawo echaya impululu kwindlela yokuvalelisa umkhokheli wabo. Ukufa kwendlovukazi kuchiya abaningi bemangele njengoba ubesanda kufakwa esikhundleni senkosi ebambele inkosi ezakwethulwa kulandela ukufa kwenkosi yakwaZulu uGoodwill Zwelithini. Induna yakwaMthwakazi kwele South Africa uThula Njubane laye obekhona kuvaleliswa umzimba wendlovukazi eGoli uthi isizwe sakwaMthwakazi silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba siyisizwe sinye lesakwaZulu.
Ukuthi thina namaZulu siyamandebela amzilikazi singabantu banye silapha sizoduduza abafowethu ngoba fethu balahlekelwe kulenyanga edlule besile kwaNongoma sisiyokhala sikhalela isilo iKing Goodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu okuyinkosi yesizwe samaZulu naye esithe yasishiya namhlabeni. Sesiphinde siyahlangana futhi manje sihlangana ngokusweleka kwendlovukazi yesizwe samaZulu sithi akwehlanga lungehlanga.
Umgcini hlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uMnumzana Ngqabuthi Mabhena laye ubekulo mbuthano emele izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
isizwe sakwaZulu sisebenza naso ikakhulu endabeni lezi sikhuma ngazo ngolwasemzini esithi social cohesion, ukuthi abantu sihlalisane ngoba sike sabona ngaphambilini kusiba nodlame lapho abantu bebetshaya nakhona sazama ukuthi sikhuze. So ke kubalulekile, kuqakathekile kithi ukuthi sibe khona. Kanti ke futhi isizwe sakwaZulu siyakuzwisisa ukuthi thina sizihambi lapha eSouth Africa, izihambi lezi kodwa kumele zihlale zisemthethweni. Siyancedisa ke isizwe sikaZulu.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Thandi Nkomo layo bekhona ekhala ndawonye labakwaZulu.
Hayi, kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho kwesebenza inkulu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu. Besikhangelele nje ukuthi mhlawumbe izinto zizohamba kahle, umama akahambe kuze kufike esikhathini sokuthi umntwana umntwana olungele ukuphatha athathe pho la kuvele ifu lawe laphezu kwethu. Kube nzima kakhulu.
Okhokhela induna zakwaZulu eGoli induna uNdwandwe uthi ukulahlekelwa zinkosi zilandelana isehlakalo esibuhlungu kakhulu kusizwe sonke.
Ayisiphatheke kabi, siphatheke kabi ngani ukuthi ungakho lokhu ubona amabutho engaka nje kungenxa yokuphatheka kabi ukuthi baphatheke kabi isizwe sikaZulu. Kungethisodwa thina bomndeni amaZulu nje, umuntu wonke okhona lapha ezweni lakwaZulu kakhulukazi ingonyama boku ingonyama ehlanganise zonke izizwe bese zazi ukuthi lakwaZulu kunobukhosi obungakanani. Sesilimalake ngonyama ihamba, sithi uma ihamba ingonyama bese kuzohamba indlunkulu. Silimele kakhulu nabesini.
Kubikwa kulokudonselana esikhosini kwaZulu ngodaba lokwatshiwa kwelifa lenkosi uZwelithini ngesikhathi kusaqutshwa uhlelo lokulungiswa komntwana ozathatha ubukhosi benkosi uZwelithini. Indlovukazi uMadlamini khangelelwe ukungcwatshwa kusasa ebusuku kwaZulu. Lestudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ni Mthuso Khumalo.
Ikhomishini kahulumende ekhangelele ezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission iZEC isisungule uhlelo lokwehlukanisa izigaba ezokhetho olwe delimitation. Lolu luhlelo olwenziwa ngemva kweminyaka elithumi eZimbabwe. Ngakho ke abantu bakhuthazwa ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ukuze kungehlisi inani lezigaba. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
IZEC ithi lolu hlelo luya ngokuthi inani labantu ababhalisele ukuvota linganani, kube sekusehlukaniswa izigaba zokuvota ama constituencies. Okwamanje izigaba ezikhona zingamakhulu amabili lechumi i-210. Kuthi nxaso lugqitshiwe uhlelo lolu engezelele ama-constituencies la kumbe ukuwehlisa kusiya ngokuthi abantu babhalisile okunganani. Ngakho ke bathi kuqakathekile ukuthi uZulu ayebhalisa ukuze enelise ukuvota ngoba ezinye izabelo zigcina zilabantu abalutshwane. Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi lolu hlelo alenziwa ngemfanelo ngoba abasemazweni bethiwa phandle. Ukhetho olulandelayo lwenkokheli zeZimbabwe lukhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2023. Unkosikazi Sithembiso Khuphe, ongu-District Elections Officer, uchasisa kabanzi ngohlelo lwe-delimination lolu.
I-delimitation kulapho esesithi divide iZimbabwe into 210 constituencies esilazo. Konke khona lokhu into kuyangenelana le-voter registration ngokuthi kudependa ngokuthi nge-voter registration ukuthi silabantu abangaki abaregistrileyo nationwide. I-delimitation iyenziwa after every 10 years. So kathesi kumele siyenze i-delimitation. Nxa siyenza i-delimitation siyahlangana labantu esithi ngama-stakeholders sibatshengise thina ukuthi hayi i-average yethu ka-test constituency sikhangelele lokhu. La yikho sikhuthaza thina kakhulu khona lapha kobulawayo ukuthi abantu kabasukume bazorejista.
Unkosikazi Sithembiso Khuphe wengeze ethi wonke umuntu oyisizalwane seZimbabwe ulelungelo lokuthi abhalise ukuvota.
I-voter registration kulapha abantu ababuya khona sivekisini yethu laba abafuna ukurejista. Sikhuluma ngabantu abale 18 years and above abangama-citizens zeZimbabwe. abalesithupha seZimbabwe for residence uyabuya uzoregister emahofisi nezeki kobulawayo la zethu asebenza phakhi efamona kule hofisi yeprovince kule hofisi yedistrict ngama-offices wonke angu-4 wonke aprovide the same services ezokuregister ama-voters.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngelungelo labathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association INACORA uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi lolu hlelo luqhutshwe ngonanzelelo.
I-delimitation kumele yenziwe ngendlela elandela imithetho ye-constitution njalo lokulandelwa kwe-democracy. Kodwa esikubonayo isenziwa nje eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe laba sithi baku-diaspora ababalwa nxa kusenziwa lezi zinto. Ngakho-ke eindawo zeMatabeleland eziningi ezilahlekelwe ngabantu abaningi besiya eGoli besiya eSouth Africa ngokuphathwa kabe elizweni leZimbabwe ababalwa nxa kusenziwa i-delimitation. Ngokunjalo-ke indawo eziningi ama-constituency amanye athile azasuswa eMatabeleland aye kwezinye indawo.
Umnumzana Mkhokheli Ndlovu, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, ukhuthaza ikakhulu abatsha ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota.
Ukuvota yi-right yomuntu wonke oselesithupha ose-recognized njengeZimbabwean. So wonke umuntu oselesithupha uyakhuthaza ukuthi ahambe ayeregister avote. Mina nginje kudala ngaregister, abantu kumele baregister kuma-constituency abo, especially ama-youth, ngoba i-future ngeyama-youth.
Abekhomishini ye-ezeki bathi uZulu okumele akunanzelele ukuthi ukubhalisela ukuvota akuvalwa, kuyabe kuqhubekela phambili isikhathi sonke. Abantu okumele bakwenze ukuya emahofisi nawezeki andawana yonke eZimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kwezemidlalo, umgcini sihlalo omutsha wenhlanganiso yentatheli zendaba zemidlalo e-Sports Journalists Association, uLovemore Dube, usekhuthaze intatheli zemidlalo ukuba zingasekeli inhlangothi ekuqhubeni kwazo umsebenzi. Intatheli zendaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli ngemva kokunqoba kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngempela viki edlileyo, uDube uthe isifiso sakhe ngesokuba intatheli zendaba zemidlalo ziqhube umsebenzi ngendlela encomekayo.
It is my hope that we will work together.
Ngilethemba lokuthi sizasebenza ndawonye sibe zintatheli eziqotho. Kuningi singakufeza sisebenza ndawonye okugoqela ukuqhuba inhlelo zokungezelela ulwazi kanye lezokukholisa sindawonye. Asibuyele nini sibe ngonozindaba ngoba silomlando kulabo ababala iphephandaba, abalalela iwireless kanye lababukela umabonakude ukuba sibaphakele indaba ezingasekeli uhlangothi oluthile.
UDube uthethe isikhundla ebesiphethwe ngumuzi wethu Hadebe yena wakhethwa ukuba umgcini sihlalo ekusungulweni kwenhlanganiso ye-Sport Journalist Association Southern Region ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo ongazange ancintise kukhetho olwedluleyo. Okhethwe ukuba unobhala jikelele omutsha weSportja Southern Region nguNesh Mgogolarira yena uthi kule nhlelo ezimbalwa abavele sebephezu kwazo njengenkokheli yentsha.
Umsebenzi omningi omele wenzakale. Okokuqala ikhuluma ukubona ngeze-membership. Okwesibili sikhangele njalo constitution yethu. Okwesithathu sikhangele njalo ukuthi sizaba le ndawo ethiwa yi-media center. Okwesine esimele sikukhangele ngama-hours, ama-yearly hours. Okunye esimele kuyenzakale ngama-workshops lokunye okutheneyo ukuthi hayi umkhulu umsebenzi njalo kukhanya wonke umuntu uzimisele njalo kukhanya sizanqoba ngokubambana.
Abanye abakhethiweyo ngababalisa uSibongu Musa Dlodlo ongumsekeli kamgcini sihlalo, uInnocent Skizo Kurira ongumphathi ngcebo kanye lamalunga ekomiti uTracy Ndlovu kanye loDumi Praise Dlakama. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Odabuka eZimbabwe osehlala kwele India uthi kuyethusa ukubona abantu besifa ngobuningi elizweni lelo bebulawa yi-COVID-19. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.